Yesu ye mazima aboluganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Tubandiriza nnyo mwenna mu linnya Mukama waffe Yesu.
Welcome you all in the name of the Lord
Jesus. Tusaba gwe wenali wabweru.
We request everyone outside.
Osobole okuyingira tutandikire wamu.
That you come inside, we begin together.
Tewakyali budde.
There is no more time.
Omwaka ogw'ekisiikirize gugwa ogugenda.
The shadow year is winding up.
Omu n'ennaku zaabwe.
Together with its days.
Natugenda mu mwaka ogw'ekisiikirize omulala.
As we go in another year of shadow.
Gudduka ng'ekiroto n'okwolesebwa.
It runs like a dream and a vision.
Yesu ye buzibu.
Praise Jesus.
Ennaku bwezito bwe zigenda.
Days move and go like that.
Era ozirowooza okuba ennyingi naye ziggwawo.
And you think them to be many but they finish.
Yazaalibwa nga baby.
The one who was born a baby.
Akati okuliridde.
Right now you've grown.
Omubiri gukaddiwa.
The body is getting old.
Obudde bwago buggwaako.
Its time is finishing.
Temya kwaliiso ojja kuba ogguse.
In the drink of an eye would have reached.
Ng'omubiri oguvuddemu.
And you've left the body.
Ekyentiisa wajodda.
What a threaten, where have you headed to?
Naye eri ennaku z'omubiri zo zidduka nnyo.
But the days of the body run very quick.
Kubanga teziwera na lunaku lumu maaso ga Mukama.
For they don't even appear to be one day before the Lord.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye tumwebaza.
But we thank him.
Kubanga ffe tubikuliddwa emyaka gyaffe.
For we have been revealed our years.
N'okweteekateeka kwaffe.
And our preparation.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tugenda kusamu mwe mtukuvu ekitiibwa.
We're going to honor the Holy Spirit.
Natwongera okumuwa ekifo ekisooka mu mitima
gyaffe. As we move on, give him the first place in our hearts.
Magezi gaffe.
In our minds.
Ebikolwa byaffe.
In our actions.
Ne mu masekati gaffe.
And in our midst.
Natugulumiza kitaffe.
As we glorify the Father
Omuguru,
of heaven
Omuana,
together with the Son
Yesu,
that is the Lord Jesus.
Yuka
stand on your feet.
Moyo mutukufu, tumulagoku, tuandizoku,
that will come the presence of the Spirit within us and the works he does together with the holy angels.
Itafu omurungi tukwebaza tukugulumiza tukudize ekitiibwa n'ettendo kabaka wabakabaka era mukama wabakama wewaawo mukama buli kino mukufe ng'ayimusa amaloboozi ge gy'oli. Ayi Katonda ffe omulungi era nga tuyimusa amaloboozi gaffe okugaleeta nga tukutegeeza ebyo twetaaga okuyita mu kusaba nga bwe wategeeza ba Filipo essuula ey'okunoonyola omukaaga nimuntegeeze bye mwetaaga okuyita mu kusaba okw'okusaba kw'okuweebwa n'okusaba kw'okwenenya sibo naffe tuli wano nga tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo tukuŋŋaanye ku lulwo mukama waffe omulungi nga bwe wagamba nti babiri basatu bwe banaakuŋŋaana ku lulwo ojja kuba w'oli ssebo era w'oli kubanga tutambuliramu gwe mutubeera mwe tusula nga bikoba 17 okuva ku 19 paka 25 kyetuva tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo kitaffe w'omuggulu nga tukwebaza olw'okubeerawo kwo oyita mu kigambo kyo mukama waffe Yesu era n'omwoyo omutukuvu gwe watuma okubeeranga mu ffe tukulemberamu ng'ezzadde lyo nga bwe kiri mu Baruumi essuula eri 8:14 ne bakulembera omwoyo wa Katonda be baana ba Katonda weebale ssebo omwoyo omutukuvu okukkirizanga bulijjo okubeeranga mu ffe mu masekati gaffe okutulwanirira n'otukulemberangamu mu mirimu gy'obwakabaka bwa Katonda obwakabaka obw'omuggulu weebale nnyo nnyini omwoyo w'amagezi omwoyo w'okutegeera omwoyo w'okuteesa omwoyo w'amaanyi omwoyo w'okumanya Katonda omwoyo w'okutya Mukama nga bwe kiri mu Isaaya 11:1-2 twebaza kubanga neera kankana ogenda okwongera otukulemberamu okutegeera ebigambo bya Katonda kitaffe wamu n'omwana we kwebaza kubanga era mu ngero essuula esooka 23 ayogera nti bwe munakkiriza okunenya kwange n'abayiwako omwoyo wange anaabaleeta okutegeera ebigambo byange naffe tuli wano ssebo kitaffe omuyinza ebintu byonna kabaka bakabaka era nga tuleeta amaloboozi gaffe ag'okusaba okw'okuweebwa okw'okwenenya n'okw'olutalo nga tusaba osaasire era osonyiwe obutali butuukirivu bwonna kale okkiriza okutuyiwako omwoyo wo tuwe olwonnaana tule okutegeera ebigambo byo nga bwe wasooka okutegeeza osinziira mu Peter oyogera mu bikoba batume essuula eri ey'okubiri onyolwa8 ng'okkira ng'ogamba mukkirize mwenenye munaaweebwa ekirabo ye mwoyo omutukuvu tukwebaza kubanga omwoyo omutukuvu weewaayo okukkiriza okubeera ekirabo ekituweebwa obuwa awatali kugula era awatali kusasula nga mukama waffe Yesu bw'annyonnyola mu Matayo 10 ng'agamba nti muweereddwa buwa nammwe muwe buwa weebala okukkiriza okubeera ekirabo eky'enjawulo mu masekati gaffe era twongera okukwaniriza ayi omwoyo w'amazima olwa mukama waffe Yesu n'ekitaffe okkiriza okubeera mu masekati gaffe otukulemberemu kubanga kyawandikwa mu Baruumi 8 okuva ku 10:1 okuva ku 8 n'okukwira ng'ayogera nti oyo yennyini atalina mwoyo wa Kristo si wa Kristo era atalina mwoyo wa kitaffe si wa kitaffe naffe twagala okubeera nga tuli ba Kristo era aba kitaffe w'omu ggulu bwe tukulemberamu ggwe omwoyo w'amazima era bw'ojja obeere omusomesa masikati gafe namu yokana isureyo ye 14 mukaga nayogera nti yo moyo mtukubwa alija aliba yigiriza byonna era wewawo aliba jukiza byonna yegwa mafuta ayo moyo mtukuvaga tuyigiriza namu bale yokana isoka sureyo kuna bwagama imunina mafuta mumu agaba yigiriza kale moyo mtukuvu kulukutango tuyigiriza kulukutango tunaza kulukutango tuzo obujja kulabikenga tusani de maso gatafe nago omwana mukamafu Yesu kale tunaberange jeri amanyi mbwaka baka muno obwo kunsi era ni mbwaka baka bwo muguru ngatukirawo ayikatunda fwe ayikabaka baka baka we bale nyo mukama kubanga tosinise moyo mtu kuvuye ka na yo sinise yetabaza etumulisiza wamune gere ba malaika bakola wamu naliyo babo kiri era sibo katufu mwesiga oyogera ku malaika we kalisa yo mu Efeso yo mpara paroguma nenda la zonna mukama ba malaika babo ababeranga okuweriza wamu nabo nabo kiri mukubikuru Yesu ya 22 onyoro musamu no 8 no 9 eri malaika Malaika Gabriel ngagamba kuba kozi wa munabo abakwata ekigambo kya Katonda airaba ulira ebitabo ebigambo byo mu kitabo kino webale mukama kubanga kankalo ba malaika batuma okongera tuwereza okongera kula munafe era batukirize ekigambo kyo ngamu Zaburi 13:19 paka onyola abiri oyogera nti ba malaika abatukirize ekigambo kyo abakole ngabulira ddoboozi lyo abakola okwagala ko aika bakabaka twanize gira ba malaika bonna okola munafe mukama okuruhana entalo baruhane mukama eranga bakibagwani de nnyonyi Bwani zaba malaika abadomezi ayika bakabaka abali mukubikwe sura yo munana olunyo olusoka no lokubiri badumire mukama eranga amakondere go nabwe gali mukubikuru mu Yesu esureri eyo mukaga olunyirise bakabaka olwe 17 bakabona omusanvu abali bakuta amakondere ne badumiranga ne kuluna mukama tuna adumirwa omuntu kufunga akulembeddemu negira malaika bakuta amakondere okudumira okuwereza kuno omulembo mpyo guyina okumanya Katonda okujudde leka kabakute byo kulwanisa mukubikula 15 nabo bayitemu era mabakondere nga badumira ne bali omusawo kute byo kulwanisa nabo bayitemu kama kulwanisa jira malaika Michael abalwanyi b'entalo mu Daniel 12 okutanira okulwanisa ebadde birwana naffe okuyimirawo n'abaana ba Katonda mu nsi yonna mu ggwanga lindi ya Uganda ne mu nsi yonna seru balwane entalo Michael yitamu n'ekitala kyo ogende ng'owangula okukkiriza balumi 8 kubanga Katonda ali kusaidi yaffe ani mulabe waffe wabula mwete tuli bawanguzi n'okukirawo naye mukubikula esula y'omukaaga onyolusooka kubiri na Michael nejikala otamulya kundo kwenjeru wamulejira ba malaika bonna ye karwa na mukubikulirwa esule 12 omulo musanvu pako le 10 ne muwangula sitani nago ba muguru ne kankano muitemu obwengula bwaffe okulwanisa buli kyonna ekibale kirwana naffe ekunyigiriza n'okukwata n'okutematema enjegere za bisi jemu bisitani ne ba malaika baabagwa abadde mu nyanja abadde mu bwengula mu biwonvu madini ne muzikirizo z'obulimba obusamize n'obulogo kutumye jeryo okuyitamu mukama eranga abo besagguzi namba fefesi abaise wamu ne Maiko muzakaria sura soka 18:19 otume jeryo mukama era buli kino mukofe ngai musodobo zirie okusindika jeryo liitamu lifefete era lisagule buli maani gonaga tuzikiza buli bamalaika bonna abagwa abefudde mizimu gyebika abekwese mumakanisa banabbi wobulimba batuma bobulimba madini agobulimba tusindise jeryo okuyitayo lisigalenga liwana fenno nga betugulumiza era nga betuze kulusozi lwa mukama okwongera okusoma okwongera okutegeera n'okuyigirizibwa Katonda ngale yasubiza mumike sura yo tusindize jeri erisaguze tusindize malaika badoni owenjegere okusigala nga akwata emyoyo gyonna emibi amaanyi gonaga ekizikiza okugasiba mu bunya obudakoma otuwa kunakula omusango tusindikiddeko malaika w'omuliro mu Ezekiel esula ya 10 atole omuliro amaasire ku bimaanyi gonna ag'ekizikiza agabadde galumba ekanisa agabadde gagikibavaaganya agabadde gagisaanyawo mukama agabadde gasaanyawo enjiri ey'obwakabaka bwa Katonda tusindise malaika w'omuliro okukwata era nga mu basekabaka ekyokubiri esula y'omukaaga 13 n'okukeera aba malaika b'omuliro nga 10 bati bayitemu okwokya buli maanyi gakizikiza okwokya buli ndwadde na buli busanze na buli bulogo bwonna na buli kulemererwa kwonna okubadde kwalumba ekanisa mu linnya erya Yesu omwana wa Katonda omulamu sebo kabakabakabaka ejeryo nga ligenda kugendeko malaika wobumo malaika wa mizaani ebiro n'ebiseera ali mu kubikwa esula y'omukaaga olunyolesebe Katonda folokutan n'olwomukaaga apime buli kifo kyonna omulamu waali era apime byonna byetwetaaga mu kanisa abituleetere era ne malaika w'okumanya ayawule ebyomwoyo bitali bya mwoyo tubeere mu byomwoyo ndo byokka muli nnya erya mukama waffe Yesu mukama otumireko ejje eri abamalaika abo sibaka bakabaka ab'okutya mukama malaika b'omuliro nabo nga bayitamu nabo gabirise mukama kale akano mukama nga tugenda okwongera okukusoma okutegeera era omwoyo nga atukulembeddemu kale tunabeera bawanguzi era enjiri y'obwakabaka bwo enaddizibwa obujja mu nsi yonna ayi kabakabakabaka muli nnya erya mukama waffe Yesu tusabye n'okwebaza amiina mukama akuwa omukisa tugenda kuba tweyongerayo n'okusoma ebyo ebigwanidde okubeera ku media zaffe nga gwe asookerwako gwetukwasa ebigambo bino okubeera omwesigwa okubyongerayo era ng'obeera nga media y'omulembe omupya ogulina okumanya katonda
okujjudde ne
media ezo simanyi eziri mu fomu focus
and all the other medium in the focus.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
We
bring the full knowledge together with the glory of God.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
We
still move on another part of knowing the fullness of God.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. And that fullness is of the God the Father. God the Word, and that is the Son, and that is the Lord Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of the Lord. Praise Jesus so much. We've been seeing many things, and we last ended as we are hearing how they speak on the day of Wednesday. Yesterday we studied of the marriage and the whole family.
Today
we
want to
move on where we ended last time. And we still hear of the talk of our Father. We know as the master planner in creating. And we hear the talk of the Word of God. The Son of God. The Lord Jesus.
Master creator,
and that is the master creator
master
architecture. Or the master architecture.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Then, and
to see of the Holy Spirit,
Moyo wa Mukama,
the Spirit of the Lord,
master implementer,
the master implementer, or the one who implemented all things, which the Word had drafted down right from the plan of the Father, like he spoke them out.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. We're going to be winding up to hear how they speak within the
world,
just as we last ended. And we enter to separate the trinity of the devils.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. There we shall begin to see of the width and the height of
this God,
of God the Father, the real one.
Then
and his word together with the Holy Spirit.
We
last covered as we were in John. John chapter
8.
Let's get back and we hear.
Yokana isura eyomunana.
Let's begin from verse
43.
Yokana isura eyomunana. Olunyi orana mwisatu.
John chapter 8 from verse 43.
Chichi echibalobedde okutegera enjogera yange. Kubanga temuyinza kuwulira kigambo kyange.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Twasimanga tukugambi.
We last covered as we told
you. Tinanyini kigambo yekitafu.
That the owner of the word is the Father.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Eranga bwetuwulira mu Yokana emwemu.
Just as we hear in John 1:1.
Tikulubereberye waliwo kigambo.
That in the beginning was the word.
Kigambo naba wali Katonda.
And the word was with God.
Kigambo naba Katonda.
And the word was God.
So mulunyu no lwana mwesatu.
43, he
says.
The Father himself tells us that what causes us not to understand his speech,
for
we have not accepted his word to have room within us. But we know that the word came on the world, like in John 1:14, and the God flesh appeared unto us, and we saw him as the Son.
So,
now in that moment,
the
Father was speaking through the Son, together with the Holy Spirit. At the same moment, the Son himself was speaking.
So,
now, there came a problem to realize all their speech. And many people in the world don't understand the talk of God the Father, even though the Son and the Holy Spirit.
So,
now, there have been seasons of people saying God spoke. And we say God spoke. And we don't get to have power. For sometimes we began to say Isaiah spoke.
And
elsewhere we spoke David spoke in Psalms.
Kubanga tetuulira njogere eyo.
For we can't hear the God speak to us.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era Bible amaanyi gaayo.
And the power of the Bible.
Gakendeera mu bantu okusinziira ku ntegeera yaabwe.
Is reducing the people according to their understanding.
Singa basobola okubanga bamuwulira kitaffe ng'ayogera.
They can hear the Father speak.
Bawulira n'ekigambo ng'ayogera.
They hear the word to speak.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
That is the Lord Jesus.
Basobola n'okuwulira omwoyo mutukuvu.
And they can hear the Holy Spirit.
Amaanyi gaffe gabeera mangi.
Our power gets to be much.
Kubanga ne bamalayika bennyini.
For even angels themselves. They want to hear the voice of God. Not your voice. As you pray, you have to quote the voice of the God who spoke. Praise Jesus. When you look at Psalms 103, verse 19 to 20, he speaks like this.
Zaburi esura echikumi musatu.
Psalms 103 from verse 19.
Agamba bwati. Mukama yanyweza entebe ye mu ggulu. N'obwakabaka bwe bufuga bonna. Mwebaze Mukama mwe bamalayika be. Mwe abazira abamaanyi abatuukiriza ekigambo kye. Nga muwulira eddoboozi.
They are there to hear the voice of the word of God. They want to hear that you quoted and God said this. Also when you say that the Father said this.
And
you say that the Holy Spirit spoke like this. All the word of God, the Lord Jesus.
As spoke
in the book of Isaiah.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So bagala nyo kuliranti.
Our power would have increased so much as church. If we were able to understand the talk of our Father, the talk of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. For men who have ever seen of power,
the
acts of the apostles, how they appeared, they moved on to hear him very clearly. According to what we heard of in Acts chapter
4,
let's read there and we see.
Nao bwe baawulira ne bayimusa eddoboozi lyabwe n'omwoyo gumu eri Katonda. Ne bagamba nti Mukama, gwe eyakola eggulu n'ensi, n'ennyanja n'ebirimu byonna, gwe eyayogera ku bw'omwoyo omutukuvu, Mukama kajjajjaffe Dawudi omulenzi wo nti.
Ulide bulungi engeri gye bamukwotinga.
You hear how they are quoting him.
We eyayogera.
You who spoke.
Ku bw'omwoyo w'omutukuvu.
By your Holy Spirit.
Mukama kw'omwole kwa kajjajjaffe Dawudi.
In the mouth of our forefather David.
Ebagamba nti Dawudi n'ayogera.
They did say and David spoke.
Bagamba gwe wayogera ng'oyita
ku mwoyo w'omutukuvu. Lord, you're the one who spoke through David.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
I don't
know if you understand
that.
Right then the church of the apostles were very powerful. They could hear. Which we required us to repeat and do it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Most of them, these we read them study the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we know that the word was purified seven times.
But what did
as we began the journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
they could hear very well. Read down and you hear.
Acts
chapter 4 verse 25.
Abamawanga chichi ekibesaziza akajegere. Nebika birozeza ebitaliimu. Bakabaka bensi basimba enyiriri n'abakulu bakunganira wamu. Ku Mukama ne ku Kristo we.
Bali bawulira.
They could hear.
Bawulira Zaburi 2.
They heard Psalms 2.
Ne bagamba ono si Daudi
yayogera. And it's not David speaking here.
Ono moyo mutukuvu.
This is the Holy Spirit.
Era ebigambo byayogera babikanyizaako ne kitaffe.
And the words he speaks, they agreed upon them with the Father.
So bali bagenda maso n'okubanga bawulira.
Now they moved on to be able to hear.
Era nga yo moyo mutukuvu yali atugamba dda mu kyamateeka 28.
And the Holy Spirit had told us already in Deuteronomy 28.
Ekintu ky'okuwulira kitaffe n'omwana omwo mutukuvu.
Issue of hearing the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Kirimu oku.
involves us to diligently do that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
something you reach onto the Bible and you can easily hear it.
And you separate
that this is the Father speaking and this is the Son.
And
this is the Holy Spirit.
But
it involves you being diligent about it.
And you
study when you're careful, even at the same time to listen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
To have
spiritual ears and they can easily hear. Let's read Deuteronomy 28 and we hear.
Deuteronomy 28
from verse 1.
Awo olunatu kanga, bono nyikiranga okulya eddoboozi lya Mukama Katonda wo. Okukwata ebiragiro bye byonna bye nkulagira leero. Okubikolanga. Mukama Katonda wo anakugulumizanga okusinga amawanga gonna agali ku nsi.
Owulidde bw'onyiikira okuwulira eddoboozi lya Mukama Katonda.
Diligently hearken on the voice of the Lord your God.
N'olyokota n'olwokwata amateeka ge nga owulira nti yakugamba.
And begin to hold on his commands when you hear he's the one telling you.
N'alyoka akuwa omukisa wonna.
And he gives you a blessing throughout.
N'akugulumiza.
And he glorifies you.
So okuwulira eddoboozi lye kigulumi kireeta okugulumizibwa.
To hear the voice of God, it brings God to glorify you.
So nga tugenda okulaba obugulumivu bwa Katonda.
As we're going to see the width of God.
Obujjuvu
His fullness together with His glory.
We're
going to study clear and hearing who is telling us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we know they will teach us how they are.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. Yes, praise
Jesus.
Amen.
That's why he said in John
10,
his sheep must be able to hear his voice.
It
is separated from the voice of any other person. But the threatening we spent a lot of seasons and we could not hear our Father. We can't hear neither his words, not even his spirit speak to us. Let's read John 10.
Yokana esura eyekumi olunyi olusooka.
John chapter 10 from verse 1.
Daladala mbagamba nti ayita mu mulyango ng'ayingira mu kisibo ky'endiga. Naye kanduddemu. Daladala mbagamba nti atayita mu mulyango ng'ayingira mu kisibo ky'endiga. Naye n'alinnyirira awalala. Oye mubbi era omunyazi. Naye ayita mu mulyango ye musumba w'endiga.
Oyo mwe mtukuvu tumanyi atubuulira.
Does the Holy Spirit tell us this?
Oyo omuggazi amuggulirawo n'endiga zimuwulira eddoboozi.
Nti endiga ziteekeddwa okuba ziwulira eddoboozi ly'omusumba oyo omutuufu.
Able to listen to the voice of the rightful shepherd.
Gwe tumanyi nti ye Mukama waffe.
Whom we know as the Lord Jesus.
Naye ayita mu mulyango ye musumba w'endiga. Oyo omuggazi amuggulirawo n'endiga zimuwulira eddoboozi. Aziyita endiga ne zimu endiga ze amannya. Azifulumya ebweru. Bw'amala okufulumya ezze zonna azikulembera n'endiga zimugoberera. Kubanga zimumanyi eddoboozi.
Kubanga zikola ki?
Because
they
know his voice. The problem we experience, this world to come in, they will claim to be gods and they
are
not gods. And they claim it to be lords and they are not lords. Then because they could not hear the voice of our Father,
of
his word, the Lord Jesus, and of the Holy Spirit.
But
if we had known them,
that
the Father is the one speaking in this form, the Son has to speak in this form, and the Holy Spirit speaks like this. If any person would have come claiming to be God,
or
anything claiming to be as if it's God,
he
showed that we could be able to separate it.
We
would be able to know the voice of our Father. Because for a long time we had not known the voice of our Father, we found everything wanting to speak with us. Different evil spirits as they speak to us. And they claim to be gods.
Yokana esura eyekumi olunyiri olwokuna.
John 10 verses 4.
Bwamala okufulumya ezze zonna azikulembera n'endiga zimugoberera kubanga zimumanyi eddoboozi. Omulala tezimugoberera naye zirimudduka buddusi kubanga tezimanyi ddoboozi ly'abalala.
Now,
if you see today, truly other voices would have chased them already.
And
we know the voice of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But we've spent countless years. You know, he speaks in
2
Corinthians. He speaks that there are many souls we spent without having a living God. Living God is not there. People have been worshiping something else.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Other
things have been speaking and we could listen to them.
For
if it's Jesus, and you find him in a vision,
and
he tells you, build me a glass church, you can argue against that.
But
you remember the voice of Jesus in Matthew
24.
No stone will remain on another. When they were showing him the building, temple as they built it.
And
he explained them that you yourselves are my temple.
In
the temple of my Holy Spirit. Something else speaking in another language, you would have understood that it's not Jesus. But right now we don't know that. We can't know the voice. That's why we say to understand the death of God. We are meant to first recognize his presence, their works, and their voices. That is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Even though it's one person, we realize the beginning of their existence. And how he divided himself in three.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
the problem came from the voice. For many things you speak. What the Holy Spirit experienced First Corinthians. He said there are many voices on this world. And each one has its sounding. But
he
said we were meant to listen to the voice of our Father. And when we could hear a stranger speak, we could realize that this is not the Lord. Praise Jesus. But that, the new generation is to create it.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
We know
he sent us to create that new generation which has the full knowledge of God.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
You
even know that that is the Father speaking now. Even though you pass on the road, you can hear him in the people. You know, one day Moses got a problem. God went to speak through his father-in-law. He had not heard God. And he went to ask from the Lord. The Lord told him, do as he has told you. Yet God was in the in-law and Moses could not hear God. But that was an example for us.
Not
abuse of Moses could not hear God. Moses was used to meeting God one-on-one. Hear him speak through others. He had not gotten used to that.
Yes,
Jesus. But that too, he learned it that day.
He
knew that God could speak through any person and must begin to hear his voice.
To
find him on the way. Because you don't know, you cannot realize it. He can speak within an unbeliever.
And
you wonder where God has gone for in those sides. The in-law of Moses, the in-law of the God of Moses. Praise Jesus.
So, Abuganda,
now, brethren, it's very important to hear, listen to the voice of our God. And the seasons we are in, they are the rightful seasons. Let's get back to John.
John
8:34.
Yokana esura eyo munana onyi orana musatu.
John 8:44-43.
Chichi ekibalobedde okutegeera enjogera yange. Kubanga temuyinza kuwulira kigambo kyange. Mumuli ba kitamwe sitani.
Kitaffe mwenyini bwe yagamba bwe batutusa kutegeera njogera ye.
The Father himself said.
If we
cannot understand his talk, we know who your father is.
It's
taken us to prove that really we are on God. And many people
ask
miracles from him and things like that to prove whether he's God. But they can't prove him by the voice. And I wonder your physical mother or father. Even when they made a recording and sent it to you, you can hear that this is my father.
Even
if the mother writes the letter to you, you read, you realize this is the mother who wrote to me.
And
if they fake that writing,
as you read,
no, you say, no, my mother, this is not her talk.
If
she places her words, she brings them in a certain way.
But your mother, but you're so foolish,
yet your mother's never spoken that to you. You can understand that no.
There is
trace of the writing in this letter.
That
cannot be my mother or my father.
It's not
like they don't talk like that. We've been with them
since time,
and they speak as we hear.
My father
never spoken to me that as a dog of a village.
But
in the letter, someone has
said,
my child, you are a dog of the village.
You
know your father cannot speak like that. Even if your brethren, you know their talk. But we, don't understand at all.
He said that
the sheep and the goat know their owner and their master. Israel does not know their goats. Church doesn't know.
We read
that Isaiah 2.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now these things happen.
They happen
in this world. It's Isaiah
1-2.
Say he reared and birthed children, but they rebelled against him. For the cow knows its master.
But
Israel
does
not know God.
They
can listen to any other thing and worship it.
Now he says, whoever
cannot understand his speech,
their
father is the devil.
Satan.
We are not
going to
but if you know you're outside, you can't hear God. What you worship, know it right now. What you speak of worshiping as you don't understand.
Them
who worship him in spirit and truth as we
first
heard. What you worship, you understand it very clear.
If
God you understand is the living God.
If it's
the devil, realize it's the devil right now.
You
know your destruction, how it will be.
Yokana munana.
Yokana esura eyo munana. Orunyi orana munya.
John 8:44.
Memuli ba chitamwe setani. Era mwagala okukola okwegomba kwa chitamwe. Oyo okuva ku lubereberye ye musi. So tanywerira mu mazima. Kubanga amazima tegali mu ye. Bwayogera obulimba ayogera ekiva mu bibye. Kubanga ye mulimba era kitaawe w'obwo bulimba. Naye kubanga ayogera amazima.
Naye kubanga njogera amazima.
Temunzikiriza. Ani kumwe anumiriza ekibi.
Omwoyo mutukuvu yayingira mu lunyiri olwo.
The Holy Spirit came in that verse.
N'agamba ani kumwe anumiriza ekibi.
And he said, who of you convicts me of sin?
Omanyi tumanyi mu Yokana 16.
You know, we know in John 16. 5-10.
Omwoyo mutukuvu yalumiriza ensi ekibi n'obutukuvu n'omusa.
The Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin, righteousness and judgment.
Naye abagamba ani kumwe awakana bitwogedde.
Tell them, who of you are Jews as we've spoken?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
The
problem is this, brethren. Many times, not listening to the voices made us do things you know worthy. If we can't hear our Father, not even the Son, and not even the Holy Spirit,
we
can do all mistakes necessary. The devil, for that's where he's taken us now. And this kingdom is only mistakes involved in there.
You know,
the kingdom of the devil is a mistake. Its existence is a mistake. Everything done there is a mistake.
Yokana esura eyomunana tutuse kunyiri urana mu mukaga.
John 8 verse 46.
Ani kumwe anumiriza ekibi. Bwe njogera amazima kiki ekibalobedde okunzikiriza. Owa Katonda awulira ebigambo bya Katonda.
Omuntu kuvuna abagamba.
And those who told them.
Rumanga mugamba kita ye Katonda ye kitamu.
If you say God is your father.
N'ekigambo ki?
In his word.
Mwandi badde musobola owulira.
You would be able to hear them speak.
Niwe jiba tichisobola kuwulira.
If it is possible for you to hear.
Mukimanyese muli ba Katonda.
No, you are not of God.
Era temuyina na Katonda
munsi. You don't have God in the world.
Niwangubadde ye jalinga Katonda.
Though God is existing as God.
Nibangi kubantu babira na Katonda.
But many people on the world don't have God. Like Ephesians 2, it tells us that they were there without a God. They don't have him, for they can't hear him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And God is there, but they don't have him. For you must
go
able to hear him in you. And you have what concerns him in you.
It
speaks in John 15:7.
If
you abide in me and my words abide in you,
ask
all you need is to be given you.
John 8:48. Abayudaaya ne baddamu ne bamugamba nti, twogera bulungi ffe nti gwe oli mu Samaria era oliko daimoni.
Akati badira omwe mtukuvu.
Now they got the Holy Spirit.
Bamugamba katutegedde.
And they told him, we have realized
uliko emizimu.
You have demons of you.
Jukira abo bali bamanyi kati abo bagamba Yesu.
Remember they thought they were telling this to Jesus.
But they
could not hear who was speaking with them. And what troubled
them?
They said perhaps this person disappears and demons take him over.
But
voices changing within Jesus, they could not realize who is speaking in him. But they thought perhaps he's possessed. Demons take him over and they speak through him.
Yokana esura eyomunana olunyi olwana mu munana.
John 8 verse 48.
Abayudaaya ne baddamu ne bamugamba nti, tetwogera bulungi ffe nti gwe oli mu Samaria era oliko dayimooni. Yesu n'addamu nti, siriiko dayimooni, naye nze nzisaamu ekitiibwa kitange, nammwe temunzisaamu kitiibwa. Naye nze sinoonya kitiibwa kyange. Wali anonya era asala omusango.
Omwoyo omuntu kwe bamugambye aliko daimoni.
As the truth, the Holy Spirit, he has a demon.
Atufirira n'ayingira kuba yali ajja kuba kuba.
The one who died for us came in, for he was going to be beating them.
Wangulide bali batanudde okutandika omuvuwa.
They began to blaspheme him.
Usabi bali bitugambidwa Matayo 12.
And what told Matthew 12.
Asatu paka asatu mu.
30 to 32.
Ya muvura tebajja mmoso.
The one who blasphemeth him will not be
forgiven. Na mwana iba avoro mwana basukuru
mmoso. The one who blasphemeth the son can be forgiven.
Ati we bavu moli daimoni.
When they abused the Holy Spirit having demons.
Mwana nayi.
The son came to stand on outside.
Sirina daimoni. Kuna bikamugamba zote mugamba moyo
mtu. You are telling me not the Holy Spirit.
Na yesi liko daimoni.
But have no demons.
Wavura wali wano sawa zino wali.
He is right here.
Ampero bujulizi.
The one who testifies of me.
And
as who is that? He is right here. The one who testifies of me.
If
you touch your neighbor, are you the one?
Who
is the person?
Baba,
as they had just said that. He spoke. The one he told of them is around.
It
is in him speech, but they cannot hear him. Many times we've been like that.
In Bible,
weakened and his power weakened for not hearing the voice. Let's hear.
John 8 verse 15. Naye nze sinonya kitiibwa kyange. Wali anoonya era asala omusango. Daladala mbagamba nti omuntu bw'akwata ekigambo kyange
One spoke of being around, he came to speak to them. If you hold my word I send on the world,
in the
cloth flesh you saw him at the sun, you would be free.
But he could
not hear him.
Yokana esura eyomunana onyi orata no mubi.
John 8 verse 52.
Abayudaya ni mamu gamba anti. Kakana uchegede ngoliko daimoni.
Kakati ni chitafu ni mamu
vumbu. They told the father to abuse him also.
Ni mamu gamba kati oraba.
They told him, you know what?
Kati oyogiranga na njini.
You've gotten mad, you speak as if you own it.
Uliko na omuzi.
You too, you have demons over you.
Kakati ya omaru gamba chitafu ni gamba.
After telling such words to the father.
Simanyiki dako.
I don't know what comes next.
Nejukira ya abade ya bagambi dawaguru.
Remember, told them about your children of the devil. Don't understand my speech. You've refused my word to have room within you.
Now,
if you can't hear God, you are a mad person. Truthful, you are mad. You speak what never connects. As you serve the devil in your ignorance.
But
ignorance never makes you innocent.
Right
now, you abuse God when you don't know. How dare you abuse God? He has demons.
Yokana esura eyomunana. Onyiri orata no mubiri.
John 8 verse 52.
Abayudaya ne bamugamba anti, kakano tutegedde ng'oliko daimoni. Ibrahimu yafa ne bannabbi. Nawe ogamba anti, omuntu bw'akwata ekigambo kyange, talirega kukufa emirembe n'emirembe.
Bakati baddamu ani gwe bagamba.
Now they're answering who like this.
Nanyini kigambo kitaffe gwe
bagamba. The owner of the word, the father, they're telling him this.
Ni bamugamba.
They told you, the father, claiming you be our father. Abraham died. Now you say we hold on your life that we don't die. What are you speaking about? If you can't hear God, you are so mad.
You are
a person.
Speak
is of the people who fell mad long time. That's why when you go out to
people,
don't wonder what people speak. People are mad. They need to come to the word of God that it may save them. But first, the Ecclesiastes said, he saw all people and they are mad. According to what they speak, and how they can argue with their God,
it is
as if they are having an argument with the priest. Like Hosea 4, he said, people are like they who argue with the priest. But they forget they are arguing with the God.
They're
talking with Prophet Jesus.
They thought you
were speaking to him, and they tell him we are having demons. Yet they are on board himself telling him that. After you told him that if you get from the body, if you get from the body after speaking that to him, as you reach and is the real one who has been speaking with you,
you think
you delay in the body, you will get from it.
Yokana esura eyomunana onyi orata no musatu.
John 8 verse 53.
Gwe mukulu okukira jajja fe Ibrahimu eyafa.
Ugambo tachitafe mbugwe mukulu.
Tell our father that are you greater.
Entandikwa ye nyini nyini entandikwa.
The real beginning.
Atenga kuogambi.
And you speak to him that.
Neba nabi bafa. Weitani.
Not knowing
what it does.
Don't
know even his greatness.
Don't
know how he speaks. Just speak out to him. You know. There is a way which is like this. Let me give an example of the president of Uganda, you know. If he puts on beards on himself, And he takes off all the suits he wears. And he passes places they never know him. And he comes at your village. I tell you what. Me, I can make you a vice president. You look at the old man. Are you mad, human? Are you foolish like that, you are old and you no more understand?
Yes, he
praise Jesus. After you have abused him that, let me go, you've refused. Your foolishness. And he goes back to his seat. He says, there's this man and this man. I met him at the village of this place. I told them to make him a vice president. And he abused me so much. As you are on television. What can you do? Will you go tell him for me? Give me that leadership. What do you tell him? Now, what is in this scripture? God speaks with us, we can't hear him.
And
we tell him whatever we find.
We join
him is what we think of ourselves. And we twist them that we've gotten revealed. We subtract and add in his word. He tells us, don't add on my words. Don't subtract, neither add in them. And don't twist them. And we do whatever we want on the world. As we say, Isaiah spoke that.
Peter too spoke.
Jeremiah. The chaos under the sun. Yet
there's no angel
who can add on the word of God. As they tell them, go speak like this, they speak the exact.
But
human beings are mad. Maybe you who is God and saved, who is hearing these words.
Amen.
Yokana esura eyomunana, onyi uratan musatu.
John 8 verse 53.
Gwe mkulu okukira jajjaffe Ibrahimu eyafa ne bannabbi baafa weyitaani? Yesu n'addamu nti, bwe neegulumiza nzekka okugulumira kwange kuba kwa busa. Angulumiza ekitange. Mwe gwe mwogerako nti ye Katonda wammwe.
Baali bwemwogerako obuwogezi naye nga
tebamumanyi.
Era kitaffe yagamba.
And the father said,
Isaiah 8:8.
Isaiah 48.
Nyo lusoka pakuru okutaka.
Verse 1-5.
Tebamwogerako naye si mu mazima.
That they speak of him but not in truth.
So si mu butuuke.
Yet not in righteousness.
Yokana esura eyomunana, onyirwa 5:5.
John 8:55.
So, temutegeeranga.
Yabagawa temumanyanga na kuwande.
He never known me at all.
Agambye temutegeeranga bwako isi.
We wow.
Bwako isi temutegeeranga. Abadde mu mtu kuva kyatu nyonyo.
The Holy Spirit was still explaining us.
Ndi kanga temutegeeranga Katonda.
Never understood and known me.
Bwamanye banga isairi ya malewereza Katonda
kuitamanya. How long Israel served the God they never knew?
Iranga babiranga banabbi bamanyi Katonda
boka. It were only prophets who knew God alone.
But usually
people, they knew nothing of the God.
There
were a few came out and could hear him. You've never understood me all along. One day they told him, show us the Father. Whoever sees me is seen the Father. And he said, now you. Show us the Father. Remember John 14 from 6-10. Let's get to John 8.
Yokana mnana isura ya Yokana isura yomnana onyirata numutano.
John 8:55.
So temutegeeranga naye nze mumanyi. Bwe nagamba nti simumanyi nafaananga mmwe mulimba naye mumanyi era nkwata ekigambo kye.
Yabagamba omwoyo mutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit told them, you are liar.
Naye nze mumanyi.
I know him.
Nkwata n'ekigambo kye Yesu.
And I hold his word Jesus.
Simuvaako,
simuta. I never let him go.
Kati osobola okukwasaganya owulire.
Now you can connect and hear the voices here.
Yokana esura ey'omunaana olunyiriri olw'ataano mu mukaaga.
John 8:56.
Ibrahimu jajjammwe yasanyuka okulaba olunaku lwange. N'alulaba n'asanyuka.
Oyani.
Who is that?
Mukama waffe mwenyini
Yesu. That is the Lord Jesus himself.
Kigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Awo Abayudaaya ne bamugamba nti tonaba kuweza myaka 50. Na Ibrahimu wamulaba.
Ni wamuga yi na eba nangi.
He told him, but you man.
Oli mu myaka 3 mu.
You are just 31 years.
Wanga jukiri aita naweza na 3 mwesa tujiamara
kunzi. Remember, you have not reached 33 spent on the world.
Don't naweza oli mu 3 mu.
Don't reach your 31.
Nata antonaga weza.
You have reached even 50, you funny man.
Bali no katonda.
They are on God speaking this to him. Told them a word
which had to be mad,
and they got to be mad to the extreme.
He
answered them like this.
Yesu n'abagamba nti, daladala mbagamba nti, Ibrahimu nga tannaba kuzaliwa zenga wendi.
What?
Kati wano kwali kuleta dalwe lisemba
bring out their madness which is extreme.
He
was the one who was there in the beginning. He's among the ones who visited Abraham. Like Genesis
15.
The word of the Lord appeared to Abraham. And it spoke that. Abraham said, oh Lord. Called him Lord. The word
Abraham
told before Abraham was, I was born already. What?
You son of
Joseph, are you mad?
Joseph
and Mary gave birth to you recently. You know you're
35
years.
Now you're
captured at the source of their madness. And they got stones. The extreme madness was stared out of them. The madness was still on the law level. To hear.
When
he was there before Abraham was.
He had
touched the source of madness in the human beings.
John 8:59.
If you get stones, it's the level of madness, which is real. To tell them who has been speaking to them all along.
That
I've been here through all along. I was with the Father together with the Spirit. What?
Here
they say where we've reached. And they saw what they understood it more. When you find a mad person throwing stones, don't think they don't understand. They see they're doing something normal.
You
find them and stoning a car, but they're seeing an animal. And they see a snake wants to buy them, yet it's a car. Now these are seeking for stones to stone the Lord.
We
explain him where his life has come from far.
In
this moment they saw the world turned and changed. This man, is he the one who is mad? You know, we tell you words of life. But because
there's
you may think we are mad, yet it's you have extreme madness. Words of life which are clear. Our
leaders
maybe people of that place, what is wrong with them? That God speaks within the Bible. And because you have much madness, you are about to get out stones to stone us. But let the Spirit of the Lord hinder you.
Amen. Yokana esura eyomunana onyi olwatano mu omwenda.
John 8 verse 59.
Awo ne baddira amayinja okumukuba. Naye Yesu ne yeekweka n'afuluma mu yeekaalu.
Yabyogera nali mu yeekaalu.
He spoke as he was walking for a way.
Bali ona amayinja.
He spoke to stones he slipped out of. If he was God, why did he blind the eyes? Already calculated, if I pass here and there, I reach there. Now why should he blind their eyes?
He knew
no one
could
kill him till his season have come.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So, the
voice of the Lord our God has moved like that. In the Bible, we speak. Creations can speak. They speak within two offices. The one of the word, the Lord Jesus, and the one of the Holy Spirit. But they can't speak within the office of the Father.
Because
he's not ready to bear any
no,
form of weakness. You may reach there and you speak what is not worthy.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Let's see that aspect brief.
According
to 2 Corinthians
chapter 11
verse
17.
Abakoriso ekyokubiri esura y'ekumi n'emu onyero 16. Njogera nate nti omuntu yenna aleme okundowooza nga ndi musirusiru. Naye okulowooza bwe mundowooza bwe mutyo. Naye munsembeze ng'omusirusiru. Nange neenyumirizeeko akatono. Kye njogera sikyogera nga kigambo kya Mukama waffe. Naye nga mu busirusiru. Mu buvumu buno obw'okwenyumiriza.
Yali ayagala naye alabike.
He wanted to appear.
N'agamba ndi mu ofiisi ya Mukama waffe ne sookera bye njogera kati byange.
I'm in office of the Lord Jesus, but what I speak is mine.
Mpereddwa ng'omuntu alina omwoyo omutukuvu.
I've been given an office like someone who has the Holy Spirit.
Era ajuziddwa omwoyo wa
Katonda. Been filled with the Spirit of the Lord.
Okwogera ebigambo bino.
To speak these words.
Yes, he was given.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga si mirundi gyonna nti babeera balabika.
But not many times that they get to appear.
Kubanga ye bw'annyonnyola agamba.
When he explains, he says.
Ebiseera ebisinga tebaayogeranga byava gye bali.
Many times they never spoke what came from them.
Yes, he was given.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga baalina okuba n'omwoyo wa Katonda.
For they had to have the Spirit of the Lord.
Naye obutonde ffenna.
But all creation.
Tusobola okukkirizibwa okwogera.
We can be accepted to speak.
Era waliwo mu Bible we twogerera.
And there is where in the Bible we speak.
Kubanga nsolo osobola ziwulira nga ziwulira.
Whether animals you can hear them speak.
Naye si nti ziri awo topic yazo.
But it's not that they are topic.
Nedda.
No.
Waliwo omwoyo lwazoogerera.
It's where the Spirit speaks on their behalf. Just as we've heard.
N'abantu.
Even people and the angels.
It's
where they speak, but they have to be in the office of the Holy Spirit.
Oba eyakigambo Mukama waffe.
The word of the Lord Jesus.
Our
Father is not so ready.
Okugenda mu ofisi yoyogere n'ani kati.
To go in his office. We speak with who now?
Kubanga ye bw'akuyita mutese mwembi.
But when he calls you, reason with him.
Aba asuubira nti ogenda mwoyo mutukuvu yagenda okuleeta oba Mukama waffe Yesu.
Expect the Holy Spirit to bring you or the Lord Jesus.
Kati bw'otuuka eyo omwoyo mutukuvu yasooka kuwa ofisi ye n'oyogerera.
When you reach there, the Spirit can give you his office and you speak through it.
Nga bw'owandiwadde olyanga oyagala.
Just as you would have wished to.
Ng'omuntu alina ebigambo bya Kristo.
As someone who has the words in Christ and within them.
Era kyava ayogera mu Isaiah. Isaiah 18.
And that's why it speaks in Isaiah 1:18.
Isaiah esura esoka onyiri oro 18.
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18.
Mujenno tutese fembi bayogera Mukama. Ebibi byammwe newe biba ng'olugoye olumyufu binaba byeru ng'omuzira.
Tusobola okugenda okuteesa ne Katonda.
We can go to reason with God.
Naye tukkirizibwa mu ofiisi bbiri.
We are accepted within two offices.
Or
through the one of the word,
Yesu,
that is the Lord Jesus,
or
the Holy Spirit. That's why Bible speaks of the Holy Spirit like that. Like this in Romans 8. 26-28. He alone can bear our weakness. Sometimes we speak what is not wise properly. If
you're
in his office, he can try to edit your speech. And tries to proper it.
And
releases them to the Father. But if you speak foolishness, the answer of the Father is always harsh. Let's hear and we see.
Abarumi esula eyomnana olunyiri olwabiri mu mukaga.
Romans 8:26.
Era bwe kityo omwoyo atubeera obunafu bwaffe. Kubanga tetumanyi kusaba nga bwe kitugwanira. Naye omwoyo yennyini atuwolereza n'okusinda okutayogerekeka. Okutategerekeka. Agamba. Era bwe kityo omwoyo atubeera obunafu bwaffe. Kubanga tetumanyi kusaba nga bwe kitugwanira. Naye omwoyo yennyini atuwolereza n'okusinda okutayogerekeka. Naye akebera emitima amanyi okulowooza kw'omwoyo bwe kuli.
Asooka n'ajja y'omwoyo mutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit has come and joined with our spirit.
Asooka apikinga okulowooza kw'olowooza biki.
Picks out your thoughts, what are you thinking? If you accept to be
cancelled,
he can leave you to access the way through his office.
After
check what you think and what you want to speak, he leaves you access to speak to the Father
or
other creations.
You may
be able to access him and you connect, you get to be one person.
For
you are not a person who accesses someone's office without giving permission.
Means
you ask permission to enter within it.
Okay.
Holy Spirit, I want to see whether I'm mature that I speak with the Father.
I want that
through your office, for, there's nowhere else I'm to pass. I have ever spoken that to the Father, but me as a person, I couldn't.
And they left me
ask questions, I spoke. Just as I would have wished I willed. And I've not been limited. It's to be in a vision and you speak as if you are in a normal life. And you know, I've left planet Earth from this country. I've left the body in this place. And right now I'm in this place. You can remain understanding. And they have not limited you.
Many
times why they limit you and you're in a vision, you can't know. If they leave you in your normal thoughts, you can speak everything filled in you. That's
quite
limited in our visions and dreams and in our trance. We are there and we don't know where
that
we are there.
We
must come back and realize I'm from a vision.
But
when you reach the measure, they will let you there and you can understand within the vision. That's what you feel in you, but there is wisdom in it.
Abalumi esura eyomnana olunyi olwabiri mu musanvu.
Romans 8 verse 27.
Naye akebera emitima amanyi okulowooza kw'omwoyo bwe kuli. Kubanga awolereza abatukuvu nga Katonda bw'ayagala.
Asobola okulekana ojja mu ofiisi.
He can leave you come in his office.
N'akuwolereza bw'oba alaba ng'otegedde.
The seeds, if you have understood,
asobola okuleka.
He can let you.
Naawe yogera.
You to speak.
N'abeera nga wali wali omwoyo.
When you speak,
nga naawe wali wali bonna bakuwuliriza
oyogera. All of them listen to you as you speak. But that level, it's like one of the 24 elders almost. Remember, all of us have to appear like them
and
mature to the measure of Christ. All along we have to speak with our Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
We're
not going to be in heaven and we are dumb people who not speak with them.
tegeza tulina okukula
means we have to mature
tutuke ku level eyo
to reach that level
nga basobola okulekanga naye bakuleka oyogera ebitu
they can leave you but whatever they leave you you can speak right things
ayogera munyolo 18 agamba
speaks in verse 18 and he says
Baromi 8:16
Romans 8:16
Baromi esura eyo 8 onyi oro 16
Romans 8:16
omoyo yenyini wamu nomoyo gwafe ategeza nga tuli bana ba Katonda.
Osobola tuuka eri.
You can reach there.
Uli mu office ya moyo
mu the office of the Holy Spirit.
Nawe nga gyoli.
And you two are there.
Era ngo muntu kuvuna yo mulaba wali.
And you see the Holy Spirit there.
Ate no wali wekisa kyagendo tuuka.
In the moment we'll reach.
Osobola okulaba ngo oli eri munda.
And you can see you are in there. In your body.
Naye ngo olaba entebe nene nga gitudde eno nga mwogereziganya
tuuka
nga oli mu.
See that
toina gyolaze nga oli ya.
In your body you are right there.
But because
came and sit, you can reach and time and see him. And you speak with him. And you disappear, get in you, and you see him on the throne.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
What I try to say is this. It's possible. And we speak in the office of the Holy Spirit. In that moment, we are in the unity of the Holy Spirit.
We
pray for all children of God.
It is
we speak that every day. How do we say? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God. And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Let be with us all and all the brethren. But if it's not that,
it
means you shall never speak with the Father. I hope you understand what you worship. You hear the God you worship, you understand him. And the level you are to reach onto now, you know it. The fight is to reach the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. I can speak with them when they have not taken away my will. And they have not limited me.
Na ye office ya mukama afu Yesu.
By the office of the Lord Jesus. It too we can speak through it. When we reach his measure. Let's read Romans 8.
Abalumi esura eyomunana. Onyi orasatu munya.
Romans 8:34.
Ani alibasalira omusango. Kristo Yesu eyafa oba okusinga eyazukira oyo ali ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogwa Katonda era atuwolereza. Ani alitwawukanya n'okwagala kwa Kristo.
Ani anabira nga asobola tusalira emisango.
Who will be able to judge us?
Bikiba nga te Yesu ajja kuba nga tusobola okwogera mu office.
Yesu would be able to speak in the office of Jesus.
Tujja kuba tumaze okuba n'ebirowoozo bya Kristo.
We already would have had the thoughts of Christ within us.
Yesu ye was
praise Jesus.
Bible yegamba.
You know Bible.
Tujja tukitsira nga tulina endowooza ya Kristo.
We should reach a time and having a mindset of Christ in us.
Nga tusobola kumala kwogera bye tusanze.
We cannot just speak whatever we find.
Nga Yokana 15.
In John 15.
Onyolo musango tukukiridde.
Verse 7 has come up. To pass upon us. Let's read and we hear.
Yokana esura ya 15 onyi oro musanvu.
John 15:7.
Bwe mubeera mu nze n'ebigambo byange bwe bibeera mu mmwe musabenga kye mwagala kyonna munaakikolerwanga.
Tutuuka ekiseera
we reach a moment
nga tuli mu Kristo
and we are in Christ
n'ebigambo byange biri mu ffe
and his words are within us
so nga tukyasobola kati okubanga tusaba
and we can no more
we
can pray just as he would have prayed. This level, all this knowledge, understand the God, your God, know the width and his length. Because you are down here, does he chase you? Because he is mighty to that extent that is despised any person.
Tanyoma.
He doesn't despise.
But
he put good preparations.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
We are in Christ and his word is in us.
Direct.
We can ask direct to the Father.
Don't need
to pray for me. But to use his name, you release words and they are like of Jesus. It's to say that you can think like Christ. You don't have any darkness in you. You can speak in his office.
He
speaks in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16.
Abakoliso ekisoka esura eyokubiri onyi orokumi na mukaga agamba kubanga ani eyali ategedde okuloza kwa mukama waffe alioke amuyigirize naye ffe tulina okuloza kwa Kristo
tutukechanga tulina okola
we reach a moment
okuloza kwa Kristo
we have the mind of Christ
olwebigambo byokubiri ebingi buffe
his words being many within us
wekisera noga no please
reach and say no
yesu tayagala bizimbe binene
Jesus doesn't want these buildings.
He
wants you as the church.
You
don't need to say the Holy Spirit so much about that. That he speaks about that. And you
two
can speak of it. For you are the church of Christ. For you have his mind fit.
Yes, yes.
And you can even sit and pray for the church. And
tell
the Holy Spirit, let me pass your office, pray for the church. But don't take me away. Speak direct as you are meant to speak. Can go in the spirit and remain praying the right things.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Going in a vision, they can't accept you pray.
But
if you pray in your mind as you, you can begin to
pour
the alcohol of words.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
What can help us reach that measure?
The
Ephesians 4 tells us this. We can reach to mature. These spiritual gifts we are given to do that work. Praise Jesus, brethren. My question is on Peter. In Matthew 17. What was on Peter to reaching to speak such words? To bring the three tents. We are going to see it ahead. Let's finish Ephesians. Ephesians 4. Verse 10.
Abefeso esura eyokuna onyi orekumi. Eyaka era yewuyo eyalinya waggulu ennyo okusinga eggulu lyonna. Alyoke atuukirize byonna. Era oyo n'awa abalala okubeera abatume, n'abalala bannabbi, n'abalala ababuulizi, n'abalala abalunda n'abayigiriza.
Bwe yalinya waggulu ye yasooka okukeera.
He is the one who first descended.
Yaddamu n'alinya.
He ascended above.
Okuyita mu ggulu lyonna.
Through all the heavens.
Asooka dda eri kitaffe n'amutegeeza.
And God the Father told him.
Ngenda gaba ebiraba abantu bano sobole okukula nga balinga nze.
Going to give gifts that is for my mature to be like me.
Ngenda gaba abatume.
I'm going to give apostles.
Ngenda kugaba bannabbi.
I'm going to give prophets.
Ngenda kugaba ababuulizi
b'enjiri. Evangelists.
Ng'abasumba.
The pastors.
N'abasomesa.
And the teachers.
N'ensonga n'agiwa mu lunyo lw'ekkumi n'esatu.
Gave the reason in verse
13.
Verse 12.
Abefeso esura eyokuna onyi olw'ekkumi na bbiri.
Ephesians 4 verse 12.
Olw'okutuukiriza abatukuvu, olw'omulimu ogw'okuweereza, olw'okuzimba omubiri gwa Kristo, okutuusa lwe tulituuka ffenna mu bumu obw'okukkiriza,
nga tulina ekitukkiriza kigambo,
nga
ffenna y'ali mu ffe,
and the word is the one within all of us,
obumu obw'okukkiriza,
with the unit of faith.
Baruumi.
Romans 10:17. Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
And
we have all that unity.
Though
you speak with God, you can't fear that you're going to bring darkness in counsel. They leave you and you go just to speak.
Ephesians 4 verses 12. Okutu usawetulitu kafena mubumu obw'okukkiriza n'obw'okutegeera omwana wa Katonda lwe tulituuka okuba omuntu omukulu okutuuka mu kigera ky'obukulu obw'okutuukirira kwa Kristo.
Okutuuka onto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Okutuuka mu kigera ky'ekikula ky'obujjuvu bwa Kristo.
Nga tulina obujjuvu obwo tugenda
okumanya. We have the fullness we are going to be seeing of.
Kristo yenkana bwa nebwati ali
mu bino. Speak to this extent in him at this and that.
Era tumanyinga butuba ba kuogera tugenda kuogera kiri
wabweru. No, if you are to speak, you are not to speak anything out of him.
Ulire ekigere ekyo.
You hear that measure?
Kine nga ekikuleta nga basobola okukkiriza n'oyingira mu
office yenu. Please you can accept you be in office speak through it.
Bamanyi bonna atanula okwogera.
They know when you begin to speak.
Tujja gamba onenda bagena mu
ttaka. Say that I saw hell within the ground.
Ujja gamba nengira ba mu bwaka bakabwe
mu nyenye. I saw it in the kingdom of the stars.
Nobody no bwe buti ne bwe buti obukakasa.
The signs and the other prove that.
Ni kati waruwo ekigera kitubera ko nga tumanyi bujjuvu.
Is the measure we are on, we don't know his fullness.
Tuna batu wa kigera kya Christ
before we reach the measure of Christ.
Kubanga bobo tuuse ba obato kya subira na ku twali watwali bwanjiri yo
nobo macho kulira. When you reach the measure you cannot be tossed by any gospel you've already matured.
Ubera no bujjuvu obwa Katonda.
You have the fullness of God.
Nyo 14 agamba.
Verse 14 says.
Abefeso esura eyo kuna onyi 14.
Ephesians 4:14.
Tulemenga okubera nate abana abato. Nga tuyugana, nga tutwalibwanga buli mpewo ey'okuyigiriza. Mu bukuusa bw'abantu, mu nkwe, olw'okugoberera okuteesa okw'obulimba.
Ab'okuteesa kw'obulimba gye bali.
The one with counsels of fools, they are the devils.
Niba nabo maze okumanya obujjuvu bwa Katonda kitaffe.
You know the fullness of God the Father.
Omwana.
The Son.
N'omwoyo omutukuvu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Ng'ani ayinza okuleeta enjiri yakutabula.
Who can bring a gospel to trouble you?
Oba oyogera musana buli kiseera.
You just keep off more light.
Musana gw'okumanya nga gufuluma.
The light of knowledge coming out of you.
Kaakati ekizibu Mukama yalekako ebintu ebimu ne biyitawo.
The problem God left some things to pass.
Ng'oluganda ebyo byayogeddeko.
Like the brethren has spoken of.
Matayo 17.
In Matthew 17.
Oli bwe yalaba Musa ne Eriya.
When another saw Moses and Elijah.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
And the Lord Jesus.
N'asaba bazimbe tent.
And requested to build tents for them. Something which was very wrong. Remember they had the memories of the gods of the Romans. Whom they built shrines for.
In
the trinity of the gods of the Romans. And the other. They were left to be an example unto us. That we don't speak like them. For God can leave you. Or the Holy Spirit can leave you being in his office. And you do what is not right that you don't do it again. According to Job
38.
Verse
1.
Job 38 from verse 1.
Awo Mukama n'alyoka addamu Yobu ng'ayima mu mbuyaga ezakazimu n'ayogera nti ani ono aleeta ekizikiza mu kuteesa n'ebigambo ebitaliimu kumanya.
Ani ono ayogera okugera
who is this speaking what is speaking
ayisewa
where is he pass
omwoyo mutukuvu gw'omulesi
the Holy Spirit did you bring him
ndi ye
that he is
anti asobole okutegeera nti talina magezi bulungi
understand he has no wisdom.
Wedda mpaka nyambu naye mureka ayogereko simanyi bikiri
you that leave him speak.
They
believe you and they say, okay. Thank you for leaving me. Where were you whether I created heavens and earth? You can answer darkness and they beat you from there.
Yobu esula yasatumo munana.
Job 38 verse 3.
Kale no weesibe ekimyu ng'omusajja. Kubanga nakubuuza naawe onziremu. Wali oliludda wa bwe nassaawo emisingi gy'ensi. Yatula oba olina okutegeera.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yatula oba okola ki?
Speak if you have understood.
Yemugaani ono aleeta ekizikiza mu kuteesa n'ebigambo bitali mu wadde okumanya.
Who brings darkness in counsel with what is that knowledge?
Baamuleka n'ayitawo. Mwoyo mutukuvu yamuleka
nga kati yogera. The Holy Spirit left him and he let him go access the Father to speak.
Manyi Bible yega tusobola okuyita mukube eddamu.
Bible says we can pass through the living way.
Netutuka eri kitaffe twogera naye.
Reach to the Father, speak with him.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
But they
began to ask him questions.
You
can reach there and you ask for a car. And they tell you, I'm going to give it to you today. Tomorrow, what's going to happen? I thought I won't write.
There's
going to be an accident and I'm going to check from the board. And you've not aligned yourself. I didn't refuse to ask what you want. But I was giving an example. Why are you asking for a car?
They despise us
on the village. You want to show them the right Jesus.
Acts 17:19-20.
Equated to gold, neither silver, which are molded by human hands. You must have reasons which are right. Lord, you enter Jerusalem. You ask for a donkey. As you're going to preach the gospel.
Me too,
I'm requesting for a donkey to move me, preach the gospel.
Yeah.
Now you have my mind.
I want a house.
We are great men of God. How many Paul built and was he not powerful?
Yes, he was
raised, Jesus.
But
the things appear like that. But
one who
continues to pray for you. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are existency. And the Father is the Master Planner. The Lord Jesus.
Master Creator or Master Architect.
Master Architecture.
To
draft the plans of the Father.
Master implement
the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord. The one who put them in place.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
they say he got them from the invisibles.
This
Christ had drafted in his plan.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
We've
heard of the beginning, how they existed.
We've
heard of their speech.
They
showed us where to we can pass to speak.
And
how can we mature to a level to speak like them?
Chirungi.
It's good. Right now we're going to learn and speak things and knowing how we learned them. We learn them from its Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
They
speak somewhere and he says, you must know the ones you learned those words from, how they are.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. I think now you've understood whom you learn from. Speak of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
We
want to take away the trinity of the devils, which spent many years and it's within the human hearts. Perhaps it's one person with three heads. The other, don't know whether another speaks and the other never speaks. That was brought in by the Roman Empire. It was first within Babylon. And they called them gods. And they used the small g. But it came back within the Roman Empire. Or what we know as the Roman Catholic Church. But the Trinity they brought is the one known as Jupiter.
There
is Neptune.
Ne Pluto.
And the Pluto.
That's
the Patris, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
We're going to
read them in the scriptures and we check them on the net. Apostle, what is he speaking about?
Trinity, Roman Empire, Trinity,
the Roman Empire has been worshipped the entire world.
Roman Catholic Church.
The one of the Roman Catholic Church. Most religions and beliefs whom they have been following. Whether he speaks or not. Whether he speaks to what extent they don't know.
He's
just spirit without body.
Ye Pluto,
that is Pluto,
Jupiter,
and Neptune.
We
began to read them in Revelations. Revelation
16.
We've come from verse 14.
Kubikurira esura eyo 16. Onyi oro 14.
Revelation 16 from verse 14.
Agamba bwati. Katandike kunyiro 12.
Bali.
Omukaga nafuka ekibyaki ku mugga omunene Fulati. N'amazzi gaago ne gakalira. Ekkubo ly'abakabaka abava ebuvanjuba liyoke liteekebweteekebwe. Ne ndaba nga giva mu kamwa k'ogusota ne mu kamwa k'ensolo. Ne mukamwa kannabbi w'obulimba emizimu emibi esatu nga giringa ebikere kubanga gy'emizimu gy'abalubaale egikola obubonero egigenda eri bakabaka b'ensi zonna okubakuŋŋaanya eri olutalo olw'oku lunaku olukulu olwa Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Batugambye.
They have told us.
Baraba emizimu esatu.
They saw three evil spirits.
Egiringa ebikere.
Which appear like frogs.
Ngajiva mukamwaka sitani.
They came from the mouth of the dragon.
Omusoto ogweda.
The olden serpent.
Mukamwaka ensoro.
The mouth of the beast.
Jezebel ikwatudde.
Jezebel where he sits.
Ne mukamwaka nabbi w'obulimba.
Mouth of the false prophet.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Eno no yetwinte jembadde mujja muulira
mu nsi muno. Trinity you've been hearing of in this world.
Eranga eri presentingibwa aba basatu.
And it's represented by those three.
The fallen angels, abasatu abalala abapya betulaba.
Fallen angels whom we see.
Abayitiddwa emizimu esatu.
They known as three evil spirits.
Yaliwo emabega eri.
It was there before.
Nga Satani akyakola nga tebana musiba.
As the devil still worked before he was imprisoned.
Ne Jezebel.
And Jezebel.
Newankubadde leero Yesu musibe.
Even though now she's not yet.
Ne nabbi w'obulimba gwe balonda.
And the first prophet they chose.
Bamulondanga okuva mu bantu.
They always chosen from the human beings.
Era nga bano bannabbi baalabisanga emyoji n'esatu.
And these prophets are the ones who manifested the three evil spirits.
Bamalayika bano abaagwa abasatu.
The three fallen angels.
Abajjanga okulabisa obusatu bwa Sitaani.
They who came to manifest the trinity of the devil.
Abavaamu ennamba lukaaga, nkaaga mu mukaaga.
Them came to number 666.
Abasoma naffe mu nkwe za Sitaani ndowooza tubadde tugisoma
nayo. We started with that, the scheme of the devil, we started that.
Yes, he was you.
Praise Jesus.
I don't
know whether you understand me clear.
Trinity.
That Trinity.
You know, you're in Roman Empire.
What is in the Roman Empire? Let's see Revelation
13.
Revelation 13 from verse 17.
Kubikura esura ya 13. Olunyiri oro 13.
Revelation 13 from verse 15.
Neweebwa okuwa ekifaananyi ky'ensolo okussa omukka. Ekifaananyi ky'ensolo kiryoke kyogere era kisse bonna abatasinza kifaananyi kya nsolo. Newaliriza bonna abato n'abakulu, n'abagagga n'abaavu, n'abeddembe n'abaddu okuweebwa enkovu ku mukono gwabwe ogwa ddyo oba ku byenyi byabwe. Era omuntu yenna aleme okuyinza okugula newankubadde okutunda wabula oyo amaze okuteekebwako akabonero erinnya ly'ensolo oba omuwendo gw'erinnya lyalyo. Awo we wali amagezi alina okutegeera abalire omuwendo gw'ensolo kubanga gwe muwendo ogw'omuntu.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus so much.
N'omuwendo gwayo 6:6. Mumukaga.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So Trinity is somebody.
Now the Trinity read of.
Eyonga yote ina mubiri.
And it has no body. It's just spirit.
Zemeojiri esatu joshomie jiringeli kere.
Three evil spirits we've started over appearing like frogs.
Uli kama nyedwanga Jupiter.
It's the one known as Jupiter.
Neptune.
Neptune.
Ne Pluto.
And Pluto.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
these are in the background of the devil himself.
Jezebel
and the first prophet elected from the human beings. They can still appear to people.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And that's why you see. And they move to speak about them that they are just spirits. But the living God has never been just a spirit. But those evil spirits, they never wanted us to understand. For he God has spoken of. They say that he is just his spirit. But he is not just spirit.
Like
John 4:21-24.
Yokana Onyi orabili.
John chapter 4 from verse 21-24.
Onyi orabili morumu. Yesu na mugamba anti. Omuchala. Nzikiriza. Yesu na mugamba anti. Omuchala. Nzikiriza. Ekiseera kijja. Webatalisinza. Ngamu kitaffe ku lusozi luno. Niwankubadde mu Yerusalemi. Mwemu sinza che mutamanyi. Fetu sinza che tumanyi. Kubanga obulokozi buva mu Buyudaaya. Na ekiseera kijja era kituuse. Abasinza amazima. Rebali sinzanga kitaffe mu mwoyo n'amazima.
Abasinza Katonda.
They who worship God.
Banga bali bali basinza ekintu kye batamanyidde
ko ddala wadde. Worship something they've never known.
Ngabola bakati emirembe gino bizize kitambula.
Just the generations have been moving.
Kubanga kitaffe. Anonya abalinga abo okubeera abokumusinzanga. Katonda gwe mwoyo. Nabo abamusinza kibagwanira okumusinzanga mu mwoyo n'amazima.
Bagamba ko gwe mwoyo mwerere.
They say that he is just a spirit.
Tunamukebiranga ino mubiri.
If we check him and he has a body.
Kubanga ekigambo kikiina omubiri.
For his word has a body.
N'ekitaffe agulina.
And the Father too has a body. Even the Holy Spirit. Just as in the other image you see right there. And we shall even see their fullness. There they have just appeared to show us their existence.
You
will see the word within the third heaven.
But
his body is made from the rim below. Our planet
Earth.
Through all the heavens to the third heaven. There he has manifested to show you that he is existing.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
that's the one you say he's just spirit.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
When
he's spoken of in Revelation, they tell us how he appears. Revelations
1.
Verse
8.
Revelation chapter 1 from verse 8.
Zendi Alpha ne Omega. Bayogera mukama Katonda. Abaawo era eyabaawo era ajja okubaawo. Omuyinza w'ebintu byonna. Nze Yokaana muganda wammwe era asa ekimu mu kubonaabona. Nze Yokaana muganda wammwe era asa ekimu mu kubonaabona mu bwakabaka ne mu kugumiikiriza ebiri mu Yesu. Nali ku kizinga ekiyitibwa Patumo olw'ekigambo kya Katonda era olw'okutegeeza kwa Yesu. Nali mu mwoyo ku lunaku lwa Mukama waffe ne mpulira ennyuma wange eddoboozi ddene ng'ery'akagombe nga kwogera nti ky'olaba wandiika mu kitabo okiweereze ekkanisa omusanvu eri Efeso n'eri Sumuna n'eri Perugamo n'eri Suwatira n'eri Saadi n'eri Philadelphia Neri Laodikia. Nenchuka okulaba eddoboozi eryogera nange. Bwe nakyuka nendaba etabaaza musanvu eza zaabu. Na wakati wetabaaza nendaba afaanana ng'omwana w'omuntu. Ng'ayambadde okutuuka ku bigere.
Ayambadde okutuuka ku ki?
Ku bigere. Rest reaching down to his feet. Right from the head to his feet. Is he still just spirit here?
Era nga asibiddwa mu kifuba olukoba olwa zaabu. n'omutwe gwe n'enviirize.
I know muchi.
He has a head.
N'enviirize kolaki?
Even the hair he has it.
Kubikura esura esoka onyi oro 14.
Revelations 1:14.
N'omutwe gwe n'enviirize ngazitukula ng'ebyoya byendiga ebitukula ng'omuzira. N'amaaso ge ng'ennimi z'omuliro. N'ebigere bye nga bifaanana ng'ekikomo ekizigule ekirongoosebwa mu muliro.
Owulidde alina amaaso.
He has eyes.
Alina ebigere.
He has feet.
Buli kitundu kyonna ki?
Every part he has it.
Mpozi k'ekyomukazi n'omusajja.
Maybe the one of the man and the woman.
Kubanga ye Katonda tawasa.
For God never marries.
Era nga bw'owulira mu Marko 12.
Just as you hear in Mark 12.
25-27.
If we to join on him in the glorious body, we shall be like angels.
Parts
tomorrow neither get married, but we get to have a good life and joy.
Kubikura esura esoka onyiri ora 14.
Revelations 1:14.
N'omutwe gwe n'enviirize nga zitukula ng'ebyoya by'endiga ebitukula ng'omuzira. N'amaaso ge ng'ennimi z'omuliro. N'ebigere bye nga bifaanana ng'ekikomo ekizigule ekirongoosebwa mu muliro. N'eddoboozi lye nga liri ng'eddoboozi ery'amazzi amangi.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ayogera.
He speaks.
Alina bw'afaanana wali w'atudde mu ntebe.
Has an appearance where he sits on the throne.
Nga tukyalesa okulaba obujjuvu bwa buli omu.
Let to see each one's fullness.
Naye ba manifestinga. N'obalaba nga we bali batudde.
But they manifest and you see all of them seated.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So tebagamba nti mwoyo mwereere.
Did he tell you God is just spirit?
Era abakuba nga ali bw'atyo.
And if he was like that.
Simanyi bwe yandifulumiza kuteesa kuli.
I don't know how he would have reasoned out.
We yandirese plan eri mu lubereberye sura esoka.
When he brought the plan in Genesis 1.
26 and 27.
Make man in his image and his likeness. In Genesis
1. 26-27.
Let's read there and see.
Genesis 1:26. Katonda n'ayogera nti, tukole omuntu mu ngeri yaffe, mu kifaananyi kyaffe, bafugenga eby'omu nnyanja n'ebibuuka waggulu n'ente n'ensi yonna na buli ekyewalula ku nsi.
Tayinza tukola mu kifaananyi kye.
He can't make us in his image.
Naye kennyini tayina bw'afaanana.
When he himself has no appearance.
Nga mwoyo mwere.
He is just spirit.
Wabula Roman Empire.
But the Roman Empire.
Oba Roman Catholic Church.
Or the Roman Catholic Church.
Kuno tekulimu kuluma munamwe mukimanyi.
There is nothing like stagger and stammering in this.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Be baleete emyoji esatu emizimu.
Brought the other three evil spirits, the demons.
Egiri presenting Satan ne Jezebel.
Satan and Jezebel and the false prophets, and they put them for the Trinity. One spirit is known as Pluto,
Jupiter.
Another is known as Jupiter,
Neptune.
Another is known as Neptune. Let me read it myself.
Who is Pluto?
You put in Ani Pluto.
Who is Pluto?
Genda ku Google and search in otekemu Ani Pluto. If they speak of him, they are going to reach and tell him who he is. Ancient Roman gods for kids.
But
down here they give us the fullness of him. Pluto and Jupiter and Neptune were the three very powerful gods.
Agambye Pluto.
Jupiter. These were the three very powerful gods. They were also brothers. But remember those things. As I told you, they leaked the false prophet that appeared through. In these days, it's known as the Pope. But that name Pope comes from Pluto.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati.
Now.
Gwe bayitanga father oba patri.
The one they called the patri.
Gwe bayita Dipater.
Who they called Dipater.
Gwe bayita patri.
That is the patri.
Jupiter.
That is Jupiter. Let's put him in here. That one was here. We're going to put in Jupiter.
Father Sky
was called Father Sky Dipata. Patrice. In the spiritual room, we reveal the three spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Don't worry about that noise. Isn't it fun?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
I
hope you see how the things appear. When we begin to study the greatness and fullness of God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, whatever you've been knowing in the world is something different. The Trinity of the God you've been hearing has been different. That's why they fought the book of John, 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. And they took away the Father,
Chigambo,
the Word,
and
the Holy Spirit.
But
in Matthew 28, 19, they had left it there. Baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And
quickened them to fake this Son. But the Word is hardened for them. Because he was. But what quickens for them? He was born in the Mary they claim and speak of. And
they
said, Hail Mary, Mother of God.
That
he was born, that quickens them to fake
it.
But to say he was, he just came to cloth flesh. Mary is no more his mother. And the Mary speak of is not the real Mary. We speak of Jezebel of Venus,
who
was one of their gods. The Romans are very serious night dancers. And they will accept that religion.
And
who joined and attached it themselves on it as other religions. Even the Christmas you have to celebrate. You're going to celebrate Neptune. Who they used to call the sun. Things is to drink alcohol and doing every immoral and evil act. As they blaspheme the right Jesus. Every time they make him cry in the morning that he's just gone in bath. And they sell him the birth in your heart then. Now on Easter he has left out of your heart. He is going to resurrect. And he says he's going to resurrect within you. When he resurrects in the midst, he gets out of you again. And December will be born again within you. Those are very mad people. This is not abusing. Some of you say these people abuse. We don't abuse. The mad people wanting to stone Jesus. But they tell us that Jupiter,
Father Sky,
they used to call him Father Sky
or Father Heaven.
Oh, Father Heaven. And in the Romans, they used to call him Dispata. Or the Patris.
Pluto.
Pluto. Is their god of the purgatory. of the underground or after death. Now they have given us. Let me read it. Jupiter. Jupiter is the supreme god of the Roman pantheons. He was called Dispata. Shining Father. When they put his image, they put a light upon him. He is a God of the light and sky. You know, he comes so much in things which are shining. Everything glittering, you think it's gold.
And
you think God has visited you.
These
three and Neptune and Pluto. They are the ones who have put themselves in the Trinity.
And we
Paris.
Jupiter.
You know Jupiter.
Mwana, Neptune.
Son Neptune.
They are the
ones of the underground.
The
one who calls himself the Holy Spirit. That is Pluto. You put them there, they will show them to you. But in brief, what we tell you on the Trinity of the devils, most one would know them, you study the skins of the devil, where we study the number 666. You find them in all their range. You know there are 10 horns. But the three were chosen out to fake the Trinity of God. Jupiter calling himself God the Father.
You
find they are praying to him, Jupiter.
They pray
to pray, Hail Mary, pray for Athena, even in the time of our death.
It
was the
least
God would have beat them for that.
But
because they know they are in their devils. They inside the system, they know the reality.
Protestants,
the heads know, for they joined with
almost
this. Almost most religions.
Even
born against you had held on as your heads.
Kenneth Copeland,
Copeland and the others in America. Just proclaim that the Pope is a blessed son and a child of God.
We're
going to bring the fullness of God for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. May God bless you. On the other Thursday, shall come back know that fullness.
We're
going to rest briefly, and we worship and praise.
We
come back in the journey of heaven.